Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to The Weekend. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen, still awaiting word from Aliquippa's Mayor Dwan Walker. The incident that you detailed in the newscast, Paul, so we are hoping to hear from him this hour, asking for calm in his city after this incident where an 18-year-old was shot by law enforcement officials. Not many details at this point, right, Paul?
Very few details were released by state police when they confirmed the shooting took place last night, and what we do know is that it was a joint ATF and FBI operation, and apparently reports indicating that the shooting involved a number of shots. The ATF agent that was involved was the person credited with the fatal gunfire.
All right, we'll keep you posted on that as it develops here on KDK. The other story a lot of people are talking about, this Jimmy Kimmel indefinite suspension story. And joining us is the co-founder and media relations specialist at the Goldman McCormick. His name is Ryan McCormick. Ryan, good morning out of New York.
Good morning. It's an honor to be with you and your listeners. Thank you for having me.
Here's the 13 seconds that started it all Monday night.
He hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it.
And it took a day of conversation. And Paul, will you add what that conversation that you heard was with Jimmy Kimmel about how to handle the pushback that he got initially?
The report that I read in the overnight hours was that the head of ABC had a sit-down, a conversation with Jimmy Kimmel about what he was going to say next. And based on that conversation, then the head of ABC contacted the CEO of Disney. That's, I think, Bob Iger. And the decision was made after that discussion to suspend indefinitely the program, based on what Jimmy was going to say. The report indicated that Jimmy was going to, in so many words, double down on his position.
So that's where we are, Ryan. Now, you have to fix it as a media relations guy. there are so many tentacles to this story, and many saying, well, it's not really about free speech. It's about making sure your boss still makes money.
There are a number of different elements about this. Fundamentally speaking, the First Amendment, if we're looking at that, it's a battle. And that's where you really see the battle for principle, whether or not people are really standing with true free speech, because sometimes you hear things that are not pleasant, and that's when you really have to stand tall. But as far as this goes, working with a number of different attorneys, the First Amendment does not apply at the workplace, because apparently you're obligated to do a certain thing, and you have to be very limited to what you do. So as far as Jimmy Kimmel goes, looking at late night TV, it seems to be on the decline as it is. And when Jimmy Kimmel and others go super political, they alienate and narrow their audience. Once upon a time, I used to work for Howard Stern, and he had
that must have been fun.
It was interesting. It was definitely interesting. That's when he had 12 million listeners a week, and then he went down to 120,000 or something. And he said that, I don't want people who have a certain political affiliation to listen to my show. And when you do that, you minimize the amount of, you never reach your full potential as far as audience goes. So as far as Jimmy Kimmel goes, I think this is a combination of a number of different things. Apparently, there's a big merger that's happening, this thing with Charlie Kirk. I don't necessarily know if this could have been the proverbial straw that broke the camel's back, because he has attacked Trump and he has been political throughout the years. So I feel like this was just the excuse or the cover that ABC finally needed. And maybe because the FCC reacted so harshly to this, and meanwhile ABC is in the middle of trying to do a merger, that has something to do with it as well. But overall, this show seemed like this was going to be inevitable. A lot of late night shows just seem like they're on the way out. They don't have the prestige that they once did. They don't have the audience or the pull that they once did.
Ryan, if you were in the position of advising right now, Jimmy Kimmel and his team, what would you tell them?
Well, I would tell them at this point, be quiet, see how things go, and just know that you've built up a very true core audience. And if things don't work out at ABC, you can start your own platform. It's incredible that people that have started podcasts or started their own streaming services have been very successful. So I think Jimmy Kimmel will be successful no matter where he goes. Not having the prestigiousness of ABC will definitely be a setback, but I think that he'll be successful no matter what he does. The same thing with Howard Stern, and same thing with some of these other larger-than-life personalities who've built a big audience over the years. If things don't work out with their employer, they can...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Start their own thing. They're not going to have, again, the prestigiousness or some of the audience that they once did, but they'll still be successful.
By the way, Ryan, Howard's wife's from Pittsburgh here in Fox Chapel. Just as a side note, there's always a Pittsburgh connection. Well, I imagine you had your hands full in because Howard's so controversial. In fact, he went political, and that put him at odds with Donald Trump, because Trump used to be a regular guest and feature. But if you look back, Bill O'Reilly had to leave. He was caught in the Me Too thing. But he's created a subscription online. I don't know how successful it is. He claims it's very successful. But they're not regulated by the Federal Communications Commission. So it's a different conversation, is it not?
Yeah, it seems to be very different. They have a lot more freedom to do whatever they want. And this is where a lot of things are going, because people have a lot more choices than they once did 10 or even 20 years ago. You'd have to stand and watch a TV show at a certain time. Now you can stream it, and a lot of people get their information from their phone. One thing I don't see ever going away is radio, because I think radio is very intimate and people can listen to it all different ways. So TV, I am concerned about, but radio I think is going to be here for a long, long time. So, but it really also, too, comes down to how you treat your audience. And Howard and Jimmy Kimmel, I think, mainly Howard, the way he related to his audience changed so dramatically. When I was with him, he had a massive, massive appeal. He was doing certain things. He was more of the everyday person. And then he just changed, and he basically wanted to appeal to a certain type of audience, very limited audience. And that's a direct reflection of the ratings. As far as Jimmy Kimmel goes and some of his other people go, they're catering their shows to a certain audience, and if they're not reaching their full potential, they're never going to reach their full potential in advertising revenue. But one thing I wanted to also mention is that Jimmy Kimmel's show is actually bringing a sizable quantity of advertising revenue to ABC. So I find it perplexing that they would be so quick to get rid of that particular show, especially when in the past year, apparently their ads brought in $11.2 billion in advertising impression. So that the show wasn't like substantial, but it wasn't piecemeal either as far as the advertising revenue was bringing in.
Going back to what you said about the future for Jimmy Kimmel, if his future with ABC is, if there isn't one, I was thinking about Conan O'Brien's successful transition to another network, and then I thought, well, you look at the YouTube channels that have been established by the former Fox personalities. We have Megan, we have Megan, and then we have Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly, and they have bigger audiences now than they had on Fox.
Yes, as do Clayton Morris, as do George Napolitano. So, you know, if you are talented and you find your own niche, you could do that. And it's incredible how the media landscape is so rapidly changing. So while this is a shift away from late night TV, I think that larger than life personalities or people have the capability of connecting, they're always going to find their audience. And in some way, shape, or form, this might be even better for Jimmy Kimmel. Because right now, if he left ABC, he doesn't have to worry about getting regulated at all in any capacity. He can just be his true self. At the same time, I love Jay Leno. And I had the pleasure of knowing Dave Berg, who was the executive producer, former executive producer of the Jay Leno Show. And he would always say that, you know, Jay Leno and Johnny Carson, they were all about making an entertaining show. You know, people at the end of the day want to laugh before they go to bed. And now it just seems like the landscape has changed where a lot of these hosts, they're preaching their political values. And some people don't want to hear that. They want to laugh to go to bed.
So, yeah. And there's always the option, Ryan, don't watch. If you don't like what you're seeing, turn it off.
Absolutely.
All right. Yeah. We'll talk again. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you. Great honor to be with you.
Ryan McCormick from New York, co-founder of Media Relations Specialist, as you heard, working with Howard Stern and other big shows, too. So he's
got a big picture view people needed to hear. I'm glad he was with us this morning.
Yeah, it was really eye-opening for many people.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.